Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get our buddy Dave Archer on. Dave Archer, the analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Bo's caretaker on Sundays. Dave, we talked all day Friday, man, about the Falcons, the opportunities ahead, had to win the game, had to keep winning. Cowboys take care of business last night, man, and you are now in control of your own destiny, and you're in first place.
Yeah, it was fun, Mike. Fun to be a part of that game yesterday, and fun to chop it up with you pregame and get ready for what was a really good performance by the entire team. I know that the focus was on Michael Penix Jr., and rightly so. The youngster, I say youngster, I keep telling the youngster, 24-year-old man stepped in there and got it done. But I thought that the guys around him played extremely well, which is what you're hoping for when you've got a rookie quarterback that's going to step in. They did all of that. And then, of course, we got to go home and get a little dinner and watch the Cowboys kind of hold on to knock the Bucs off and give us our spot back. So it was pretty cool.
Well, I had fun sitting next to you yesterday, Arch, and Wes, since apparently I didn't make the list of things that you had fun being around yesterday. Hey, what'd you think of Penix, Arch? You know, it looked like to me he was very calm in the pocket, went through his reads, but what did you see as a guy that played that position?
Well, the beauty of it was they came out and did what I thought maybe Zach would do, and they play action on the first play. Mm. I thought they'd give a play action shot, take a shot down the sideline, makes a good throw to Ray. Ray's got to catch that football, and he had some drop passes yesterday, but even with that, I thought that he was extremely poised. I thought that he went through his reads like he'd been playing all season long, and there were a number of times where he's got a little subtle ability to kind of – so we talked about this on Friday with you guys, his ability to move in the pocket just slightly, and it's only maybe a step, it may be a slide up, it might be, you know, something very subtle. But his ability to stay in a position to turn it loose and to rotate and keep his feet alive and shoot the rock. And I thought he did a really good job of getting through progressions. He didn't hold the football at all. I think his average hold in the football was like 2.7 in the pocket, which is incredible for a young guy coming in there and not having played since way back in August. So I thought his poise was number one. Number two was just his command of what they were doing. I thought that he had a really good feel for what they want to do. He had prepared really hard. He talked to me after the game, talked to me pregame about how much he had prepared and how much he'd been waiting for this opportunity and how much he'd listened and paid attention in meetings and stood behind Cousins while Cousins was taking practice reps and going through the reads himself. It showed. I mean, all the stuff that you hope your backup quarterback is doing, especially a young guy trying to learn to play at this level, he was doing all of that stuff. And that came to life in the game because he did all those things, made the right reads, threw the ball in the right spot, kept the ball out of harm's way, didn't take a sack, showed some of that movement we wanted. And, Mike, we got some bootlegs.
Hey,
we got some bootlegs.
Hey, talk dirty to me, baby. I mean, on the first play, Arch, on the first freaking play, we saw that boot. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Arch, real quick, did you think the drops were kind of a little bit of an adjustment by the receivers having to adjust to the speed of the ball, maybe getting on top of them a little bit quicker than expected? Or, you know, because, I mean, there is an adjustment from the ball that Kirk throws compared to Penix.
Is there an adjustment? I don't know.
I'm asking you. Are you playing? Not me.
I don't throw the ball left-handed. And I never caught it.
I'm asking about the speed of the ball. So, really.
Arch is like, I don't run routes.
The throws that were dropped, you're talking about Ray right out of the box. I thought Ray did a really poor job of working back to the quarterback. Yeah. When you get to the top of the route, you can't just stop. He knows that, but he shuts it down. He allows the DB to get back in and rake with the left hand. If he continues to work back, he creates that separation. And so the defender's late getting there. I thought that was the first problem on that one. Drake London drops one in the opening drive as well on a bootleg play. Ball's a little tall for him, but, I mean, Drake goes up. I mean, that's a catch you'd expect him to make 10 out of 10 times. There's not a lot of heat on that ball. And then Pitts volleyballs one in the air that ends up being the interception, and I'm not sure how he doesn't catch that. I mean, that's planted on him. And, again, not one of those balls that was heated up and thrown at him. So I would say it was just, they just dropped the football. I think that it was the spin. I guess you could argue the spin's different. It's rotating the other direction, maybe a little bit of that. But, I mean, they went through all this through the week. It wasn't like this was the first time the guy had thrown the ball to him. So I'd say catch the damn ball.
Hey, hanging out with Dave Archer, Falcons radio network analyst. Arch, one of the things I was curious and want to get your thoughts on, I know that Zach Robinson said, you know, the full playbook would be open with Michael Penix. How much of that playbook do you think we actually saw yesterday? Because the more comfortable the lead got, the more I was like, well, Zach Robinson's not going to show anything else, you know, along this game plan. We didn't see any zone read or any of the other stuff that you might have thought that Michael Penix might have brought into a game plan.
No, I think it's fair to say, Mike, I think that you probably pulled back the fangs a little bit and the claws and didn't get after him as much as you needed to, or maybe you thought you might need to in the second half. Obviously, that was indicated by the numbers. I think Penix's numbers in the first half, if you go through the analytics, I think his average per pass was somewhere in the 7-8 yard range in the first half. I think in the second half, it shrank down to like 3 yards or 2 yards. So he clearly pulled the reins back a little bit, knowing that he didn't necessarily need to expose any more on tape for Washington to get ready for and take a look at Penix. So I think that's fair to say. I think that I do believe what you said initially was that everything was available there should they have wanted to go to it. So I don't think there was some conventional wisdom that, okay, new quarterback, first time playing in the NFL, we're going to have a pared-down playbook or pared down game plan for this game. I don't think that was the case at all. I love some of the ball location that he threw, and I think that can improve as well. In the opening drive, he misses Drake London on an inside fade route. They come up and press on third down. I think that's a ball he's going to put on London next time instead of try to lead him or try to take him into the box with the throw. I think that's something he'll throw at the big receiver next time. I think that the throw that he makes in the end zone, it's a 50-50 ball. Deontay Bakes makes a really good play on it. The corner, first-round draft pick from last year for the Giants, does a good job of raking it out. But I think that ball is going to be taller maybe and a little bit more behind Drake on a back-shoulder throw. But, again, these are all you're just nitpicking now. You know, these are things he'll clean up as he gets more reps. But you took the shot down the middle of the field to Mooney. The ball's in a perfect location. Mooney wins the inside against the corner. He's going vertical against the corner. The corner's got to go through him to make the play because the ball was located in the right spot inside where it was supposed to be. So I thought he was outstanding yesterday.
All right, Arch, we've talked about Penix, talked about the offense. Let's talk about this defense because I think since the bye week they've had three really good performances. The pass rush is getting going. I mean, Arnold Ebiketie looks like a different player these days.
Yeah, they've been really good, Bo. There's no question. I think that Caden Ellis is kind of the head of the snake a little bit on this thing. I know Jesse Bates is a guy that certainly is part of that as well, but Ellis is playing at a different level. I mean, 7 tackles and a sack again yesterday. We saw him and Ebiketie team up on a little game where he looped the outside and was able to get the ball out. Ebiketie recovered it, as it turns out, because he was right there as well. But those two guys combined for 12 tackles and 2 sacks yesterday. And Ebiketie's got 4 sacks in his last 4 games. So you're right. He's taking it to another level. I would compliment Jimmy Lake and the defensive staff here. That obviously the players have to go make the plays, but I think that they've done some things, just subtle adjustments with hugging up a little bit more in coverage, making the quarterback hold the football a little bit longer. And then I think the games are much more timed up. And Mike, you could speak to this, having to have it block those games with the TT stunts, the ET stunts, all that kind of stuff, and even maybe even some three-man stunts where they're looping somebody from inside all the way around to the outside, and then outside rushers storming in through the A-gap. I think they've done a really good job of creating havoc up front in some of their five-man pressures.
Yeah, Arch, I think the key I was making yesterday was the penetrator, the first guy on the twist stunts, is getting much more push Really, since coming off the bye week, it's like fresh legs getting much more push as the penetrator, making the edge a little bit shorter for the wrapper on the the twist game. So I think that's the timing you're talking about. It's made it all that much better. Arch, before we let you go, real quick, got about 30 seconds. What do the Falcons have to do to be able to stop Jaden Daniels? He obviously presents a set of circumstances that we have not seen much, if at all, this year. He's dynamic. They got a tough task ahead of him defensively this week.
No question about it. The guy's playing at a high low. He's playing with a ton of confidence. The number one thing you're going to have to do or try to limit, I'm not sure you can take it away from him, is you can't let him break you down in the run game. I think that that's number one. I thought that that's what brought them back yesterday to win that football game against the Eagles, was his ability to just take the ball simply and go out. It's not even a word, but out-athletic you. You know, he's a tremendous athlete, ran through them yesterday. So that's going to be the key, is how much can you kind of limit that. He's still a good passer. He's got good guys to throw the football to. But that's the part that I think that Jimmy Lake and that defensive staff are really going to work on. How do we keep the Heisman Trophy winner from trying to get out of there? It hurts you, break you down the run game.
Yeah, that's Dave Archer. Arch, look, man, we're exactly where we wanted to be this point in the year. Let's go up this weekend and get a victory against those Commanders. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. How about them Cowboys?
Hey, how about them Cowboys, baby? Let's go.